AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Votes are in from the Senate.
Senate Republicans just shoved the American people off the side of a cliff with no parachute and with an anchor tied to their feet.
That is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the Senate rejected legislation to extend affordable health care tax credits.
Now Republicans have all but guaranteed that tens of millions of people will see their premiums double or triple or more next year. Republicans now own America's health care crisis.
Republicans have argued the Affordable Care Act plans are too expensive and need to be overhauled. Some Republicans talked about a short-term extension. The health savings accounts in a GOP bill would give money directly to consumers. President Trump's approval rating on the economy has fallen off substantially since March.
This is according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The survey found only 31% of U.S. adults now approve of how Trump is handling the economy, the lowest economic approval he's received in an AP NORC poll in his first or second term. In March, that number was 40%. He's also slipped on issues that were major strengths for him, including crime and immigration. But the good news for Trump is that his overall approval hasn't fallen as steeply. The new poll shows 36% of Americans approve of how he's handling his job as president, down slightly from 42% in March. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, senators clashed over President Trump's use of the National Guard in cities. Republicans defended the deployments as necessary to fight lawlessness, and Democrats call it an extraordinary abuse of military power that violates state rights. The International Olympic Committee took a big step toward reintegrating Russia and Belarus into world sports by advising governing bodies to let the country's teams and athletes compete in international youth events with their full identity and national flag and anthem. This is AP News. On canvas, the Force is expensive.
The painting that introduced the movie Star Wars to the world nearly 50 years ago has sold at auction for $3.875 million. Charles Epting from Auction House Heritage told the AP the sale was significant.
Which is not only by far the highest price ever paid for movie poster artwork, but it's the highest price ever paid for any piece of Star Wars memorabilia.
The acrylic and airbrush painting by the artist and movie poster designer Tom Young first appeared in newspaper advertisements on May the 13th, 1977. That was a little less than 2 weeks before the film opened. Epting explains the significance of the poster.
So for most of America, this was the first time they got a glimpse of the galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars producer Gary Kurtz kept the original painting before passing it down to his daughter. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.